What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Batman is shooting in 2019. Aquaman is about to reach $1 billion. And oh yeah, it's another Moxie week.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
Do you guys want to know what I have to deal with?
What do you have to deal with, Rox?
Do you want to know what I have to deal with? While I'm sitting here prepping the show, thinking about how I'm going to intro, yeah? Mike Kalinowski over there, why don't you tell the people what you were doing?
No, you tell them because you have to deal with it.
What were you doing?
I'm getting blinded there.
Blinded by light.
Wrapped up like a deuce in the...
Wrapped up? You're revved up.
I thought it was wrapped up like a douche.
No, revved up, right?
Revved up like a douche?
Revved up like a douche.
That's wrapped up like a
I don't think you're wrapped. I think you're revved.
I think it was wrapped.
The chat will definitely know. Mikey Christmas over there was playing with a coaster, pretending it was a person?
I made it into a mouth by accident, and I called him Lippy. And now I can't do it again.
What does Lippy sound like?
He's like, hi, Roxy. Hello, Roxy. How are you today?
Welcome back to DC Movie News. I'm Roxy Stryer. That's Mike Kalinowski. And we are missing Adam Gertler, Johnny LaCroix. They're both
Adam Gertler's off being missions? A hobbit in New Zealand.
What do you mean he's being a hobbit?
In New Zealand.
What do you mean he's being a hobbit?
I don't know. Anytime anyone goes to New Zealand, it's to do Lord of the Rings stuff. Isn't Hector Navarro there too right now?
I've seen everybody there right now.
Yeah, anybody, what's going on over there? Is it a Weta thing?
Everybody right now is either at CES or they're in New Zealand.
But what's in New Zealand? What's going on over there? Is it industry related or?
From what I've heard, they're being hobbits.
I just told you that.
I know.
Scoop.
I listen.
It's a scoop.
Scoop Kalinowski. In the house right now. So they will be back with us, I think both of them next week.
I might not be back next week.
Why? Because you can't be in the same room with...
No, I just have the way that my week will work next week. I might be out. I might be here. I might be out.
Well, I will be here.
Of course,
and they will be back with
us.
And we've got DC movie news for you all the same, even though our men are gone. Let's talk some exciting stuff that's going
on
this week.
Let's get into it.
Shall we?
Hello.
What does Lippy have to say about it?
If I could get my lips back, I would make Lippy, but I can't. Why did I fold it? I just...
Our iTunes listeners are... So confused.
iTunes listeners, my friends, there are rubber coasters on the table here that we have every week, and mm-hmm. I just had folded it like a piece of origami, and it had formed lips, and I was able to move the lips.
But it's not lips. Why are you calling them lips?
Because it was going like this. That's like a mouth. It's like this. It's like that.
Yeah, it's not like that.
Yeah,
it's not like that at all. You know what is like that, though?
What's
that? It's like that, y'all. Batman is supposed to shoot at the end of 2019.
Did they say it's supposed to or that's tentative?
Well, the...
New year, new
Batman
rumor.
So you're asking semantics? New year, new rumor.
Yep.
They're saying that it's reportedly coming this year. The shooting of the Batman,
okay.
Matt Reeves, the Batman, has been reported that it's coming this year.
Okay.
Whether or not that happens, we don't know. We also remember have reported this script and that script and new script and old script. And then they also reported, this was a weird
order
of events.
He said, she said.
This is a strange order of events. I was reading it on comicbook.com. I don't know where you were getting your information on this one, but first they...
From the source. I get it from directly from the horse's mouth.
Oh, and who's the horse in this case?
Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed told you. Mr. Ed told you about Batman.
That's my source. You know, back in the day of Watergate, they had Deep Throat. I've got Mr. Ed. That's my source for all things DC movie news.
Quick thinker. Yep. On his toes. So first I heard in November of 2019, they are going to be starting to shoot The Batman.
The Batman.
And then I heard in a different article after that, they're going to announce the casting of The Batman in 2019. Which is like...
So two different stories, two different...
Yeah, two different stories, but it's kind of like, no crap, Sherlock. You're going to start shooting in November.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Well,
and you're going to announce the casting this year?
I think that's like, kind of the joke that now goes around with some of these sites that like post things that you're like, well, no. Like, full Avengers Endgame cast will be announced April.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
2019. Yeah, we would think so.
You think? Like,
and it's they want the clicks and they're trying to build their sites and all that
crap. Comicbook.com. It was every site that was doing this, and I love comicbook.com.
You know,
but it's just funny when you see articles like that where it's like, we're going to start shooting the end of the year. And by the way, this year you'll know the cast.
Yeah.
Did you think I thought you were going to keep it a secret? So what do you feel about this, though, Mike? How do you feel that we are probably shooting the Batman the end of 2019?
Although. We don't have it on here, and it just...
You want to stay
on? I don't have a pen.
You want to stay on what we're talking about now or no?
Remind me when we get to some Shazam stuff about cast lists and stuff. Remind me. Yeah. That's what happened this morning. That's what dropped. Okay, never mind. We'll continue. I'm sorry.
Did you hear what I said, or you were in Mike World?
Yes, you talked about Batman dropping, the score, the script being written, and what's going to be filming.
I asked how you felt.
Something, something, Trident. Remember that? That's from the movie. She's like, what did he say? Something, something, Trident.
You're so clever.
My memo today.
You're so clever and funny. I'm asking how you feel
about the Batman filming in 2019.
Yes. Do you think that makes sense? Do you think
I'm
that we're
on board?
Stick to that?
Let's talk a little editorial here, shall we?
We shall.
I'm of the mind. I'm of the mind that I want it to be done right. I don't want another divisive Batman. I love my BVS Affleck Batman. I don't like my Affleck Justice League Batman. They're two different people.
Do you think it's possible to have a non... It's 2019. You think it's possible to have a non-divisive Batman?
Let me ask you this question. That said, like, to me, we've had seven different Batman now? Screen Batman? And everyone has had their different opinions. No one has...
Well, I think some of
them... But I think that's what I love about Batman. I think that's what I love about the characters. Like, there are still people to this day that Adam West is their Batman. And they can enjoy Affleck or they can enjoy Bale. Like, to me, I've seen... The total package of Batman has not been realized. The closest I've gotten to what I think of as Batman is the Arkham games. I mean, and I mean that from the way that Bruce Wayne looks, to the suit, to the Batcave, to the way he fights. It's the game has gotten it that close. But Affleck has gotten close.
Still divisive, though.
Still divisive.
All the Batman.
That's the box we talk about it like it's the internet. Everyone's got an opinion. Mm-hmm. They all stink. And everyone thinks theirs is the best one. So it's, you know, take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
But I love the fact that, and I don't know if we talked about this on air last week or this was me and my friends. I love the way that DC now, the heavy hitters from the Wonder Woman and Aquaman, those are their. Not their A-list. Like, Wonder Woman is the A-list. It was always an A-list. But, like, Aquaman was always the joke. And now it's doing so well. And it reminds me of the time when Marvel Studios got together and go, you know what? We want to make films. Who do we got? We got Iron Man. We got Cap. We got Thor. These comic books aren't selling well. No one wants these films. No other studio wanted them. You know what? That's the Avengers. We're going to make these. And they made us fall in love with those characters. Spider-Man, X-Men, Fantastic Four, those were the big guns. It's kind of like the Batman, Superman of the time. Well, now DC's in a position where they're like, their Aquamans are doing great. We're going to get a Birds of Prey. We're going to get, you know, Shazam. They're focusing on not their two icons, but these other ones, and they're getting them to fall in love with them. So I'm okay with it. I'm okay with not having a Batman go date. I'm okay not having a Man of Steel 2
start date. But what are you talking about? We now have a go date.
A go-ish. Mr. Ed has not confirmed that to me.
Will you let us know when Mr. Ed confirms?
I will. So the sources are kind of all over the place on this. I don't know. So if it happens, great. I think Matt Reeves is a great director.
How confident are you that Matt Reeves' version of the Batman is the one we are eventually going to see?
You know... I don't know. I don't know until I see a project. Because,
put a percentage on it.
I don't know. I'll tell you this way. Because 4 or 5 years ago, when you told me, hey, the two directors from the TV series Community are going to make the best Captain America film of all time, I would have been like, okay, I'll wait and see. And sure enough, they did. So I don't ever, yes, you go on someone's past credits with what they've done, with what they will do, but if the material doesn't resonate with them, a great example of that for me is Martin Campbell. He did GoldenEye, Casino Royale, Mask of Zorro, and then he did Green Lantern. So it's like, I want a director that loves the property, loves the character, and then I don't care what they did before. I mean, I think, you know, if they have a love of the character and an understanding of the character and understand that, I think they can make a fantastic film. So I think the cards are laying up for it to be right, you know, as Adam would say. The tea leaves are there for it to be a great film.
That's, but not, how, that's not how the tea leaves work.
He reads the tea leaves, yeah, doesn't he? Reads, so he's reading the tea leaves that are out there.
The tea leaves are not there. You're not, you don't say, well, the tea leaves are there.
Don't you put the
Adam
tea leaves
says,
down?
I'm reading the tea leaves, and they say.
Oh.
You know, they're not just there.
That's why it's not
there,
my saying, it's Adam saying.
If the tea leaves are there, it doesn't really.
Aren't they
the tea leaves
in front of you?
Are
the tea leaves there, and you just kind of like put your hands on them, and you're like, read them?
What kind of tea are we talking?
I don't know. I don't even understand the concept of the tea leaves, but Adam does.
Clearly.
I don't pull from it. I just listen to Mr. Ed.
And is Adam Mr. Ed?
No.
Well, let me ask you another question. What percentage chance do you think?
Okay.
I know this is going to be a lower percentage.
You know me in numbers, Rocks. They're not good. But continue.
What percentage chance that when casting is announced, we hear it's Ben Affleck?
Oh, you put me on the spot here.
Less than 10 or more than 10%?
Can I play it safe and say 50-50?
You really think 50-50, though?
No, I don't think Ben Affleck's Batman anymore.
So
I don't.
Less than 10% chance.
Yeah, because I think
also.
And seeing what Aquaman pulled and seeing, like, Aquaman has the threat of it being connected to the what's come before it, but it can go off on its own now. If we get Momoa showing up next to another Batman, whoever he is, I don't think everyone's going to go, oh, but he was with Affleck in those other two movies. It's like, I think we will be getting a new Batman.
In the chat right now, which, by the way, in case you didn't know, you can join us every single Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Popcorn Talks YouTube. People seem to agree. Brandon says, no more Batfleck. Doom Tribe says 0.0.
Yeah, I just don't think.
But Kal-El Fan says 50-50, so maybe he's taking a page out of your book trying to keep it safe.
Let me say this. If we're going to get the Affleck of the Batman versus Superman, and I don't mean storyline-wise. I just mean in shape. Loving what he was doing, wanting to be a part of something great, I will be on board. But if we get the Justice League Affleck, where life has now kind of, you know, he's dealing with his personal problems, seems disinterested, a little bit maybe not in the best shape for it, I don't want that Batman.
Are you internally dream casting?
Oh, God, it's so tough. Well,
I know we've done it on the show
a few times,
I mean, it's always changing.
You know, because every actor that's embodied the role, I've enjoyed some. Even Clooney, there's stuff he does in that role that I like.
He's the suavest man alive.
Him and the Alfred scenes are great in that movie. It's
will we ever see Batman's nipples again?
No. I dream cast either Richard Armitage or John Hamm. John Hamm's getting a little. I don't want to say he's getting older. He's, you know, he's mid 40s, but John Hamm, I just think would be a great Batman.
I would love to hear from you guys in the live chat right now or on iTunes or YouTube later on. Let's hear your dream casts. We might as well, because it's getting announced this year. Then we can start having some fun with it.
Yeah, but I mean, I do think they're going to, and I say skew older, but I think that's a negative connotation. I mean, look at Christian Bale when he was finished with Batman. His Batman was, I think, 38 character-wise, because he started at 30 and then they did the eight-year jump. And Bale's was mid-40s or early 40s, so he still played younger. It didn't really matter. If you don't address the age in the movie, as long as the actor looks younger, you know.
It's called acting.
I know. But you need a guy. Now you've got this guy Momoa. You've got Gal who are sticking around. We're not getting rid of these guys and recasting these roles. You need a Batman that can go toe-to-toe with these characters.
What do you think about this? By the way, a ton of people are agreeing with you on John Hamm, Sommer, Mr. Comics 101, Garth are all agreeing. This is interesting, and I think it's a joke comment, but how crazy would this be?
Let's hear it.
Jag Deep Kinda?
I like that.
Henry Cavill as Batman.
Oh my God, you really want to start that with people? You really want to blow people's heads up? And like, I'm all for that kind of thing. You know what?
That would be wild.
Do it.
That would be wild. I don't even know what we would make of that. If they decided to do that, props to them.
Just because I would love to see a lot of the movie sites' heads explode. I'm not talking fans. I'm talking the movie sites. Their heads would explode. I would be in on the joke and laugh it and enjoy the hell out of it.
Quickly, yes or no to a couple of these, and then we'll move on to our next thing. ZSB says John Bernthal.
Nope.
Charlie Cox.
Nope.
Bob B says Josh Hartnett.
Nope.
Armie Hammer.
I like Armie Hammer. I do. Okay. I don't know if...
Harrison says Richard Madden. Or Kit Harington?
Not Kit Harington. I do not like that actor.
Amar says Oscar Isaac.
He's on the shorter side. He's like 5'9".
Ivan Soto, Dylan O'Brien. Too young?
I like Dylan O'Brien, but I like him as Mitch Rapp, but he's too young.
All right. We'll take more.
Dylan O'Brien as a Terry McGinnis, if you guys follow that one. Terry McGinnis, Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dylan O'Brien and Michael Keaton in there. And that was they were an American Assassin together. And well, when I was watching that movie.
Ivan Soto said Batman Beyond should be Dylan O'Brien. So
yeah, because watching American Assassin, you see the mentor, mentee, and you're just like, that's Batman and Terry McGinnis.
Yeah.
Anyway, great. Yeah, fun guys.
Tons more going in, but don't forget, we have all year to Dreamcast.
It's not against their acting at all. They're making careers.
Just not the fit for me. Just not the fit for you. Let's talk Aquaman.
Let's do it.
Because holy crap.
I don't remember his name. I don't know who you were, but he was like, Aquaman's doing okay. $700-800 million. It might hit $900 million. Might gain $800 billion. It's okay. This guy went at me. I was like, dude, in what world do you think $900 million is okay box office? And guess what? With the time we're talking here, by the time this airs over this weekend, it's going to hit $1 billion.
Currently, we are at 978,196,781.
That's where people are going to the showings today. Mm-hmm. It's going to hit $1 billion this weekend. And it's only 4 weeks out. It's going to maintain the top box office again this week, they're saying. None of the two new movies that are coming out are going to beat it.
Well, January doesn't give it that much of competition until we hit Glass, of course.
And now with the critics and whatever, Rotten Tomatoes, 29%. Maybe Glass might not take it.
Well, I'm not saying it definitely is, but at least that's a competition.
Right. Yes.
That's something.
That was his competition, yeah. And it's still, you know, a week away?
And it's officially the highest grossing DCEU or whatever you want to call the extended universe movie. It passed all of them this past week. So
it did.
If you like this movie, dislike this movie, or feel indifferent, you can't say it wasn't a success.
You know, that to me is like
financial success.
I say that the same way. People use that with Transformers a lot, but I don't agree with that. I look at it like
one had a massive drop off before Bumblebee.
But
anyway.
I look at this like, and I will say this to Venom. You know, you guys loved it, but there are people out there that loved it. I did not. But also, I say it with Suicide Squad. People that hate on Suicide Squad, that was an unmitigated success. Not even, I mean, was it $760 million it made? I didn't like Suicide Squad, but you can't deny that it was a success.
Financially, at least. Yes. You don't have to say critically.
But Aquaman was not critically drubbed. It had a decent, was Rotten Tomatoes, was it
70-something, or maybe high 60s.
Yeah.
Kal-El also says, and I don't know if this is true, somebody let me know, it's still not open in Japan?
No, hasn't hit in Japan yet.
I don't know.
They were saying that's easily 15 to 20 million Japan will give it.
Which would put it at $1 billion right now.
Oh, right.
So,
of course. What is Black Panther at? Is that like 1.2 or 1.6 billion?
You know what's so crazy? I have this device that will tell us.
Please do. I'm curious if it'll... I don't think it'll pass Black Panther, but if it could do that, man.
What was your guess for Black Panther?
1.6? 1.7? 1.2?
1.3.
Oh, so Aquaman could pass Black Panther?
They're at 1.3.
That's a tough one.
Worldwide, of course.
That's a tough one? So this weekend, so they're only 300 million behind it. Give or take some change.
Well, after this weekend.
After this weekend. Give or take some change.
Right now.
A little change.
How much change?
A little 20 million and change? I don't know.
What does Lip have to say about that?
If I could make Lippy back to Lippy, he'd talk. So it could pass Black Panther. I don't think it will. But then again.
I don't think it should, but it could.
That's an interesting thought there, Rox. That's an interesting comment you just said. You don't think it should.
I don't think it should. I don't think it deserves to pass Black Panther. Even though I will
defer to give my opinion on that right now.
I think it could as well, but if we're just talking about which movie deserves more money.
But okay, so that's an interesting thought. What does that mean, deserves money?
Based off the fact of how good it is,
right?
How unique it is, okay. How audiences have been affected by it, how
we talked about how it was a touchstone in the cinematic landscape of seeing a cast of color, all leads, doing so well.
Right.
It was a touchstone and is in, not just a great film, an important film.
Right.
Whereas Aquaman, yes, it had leads of color. Correct?
Absolutely.
But it was not as a, it didn't have the what's the word, the, not the population shift, the
it didn't have the effect.
The effect. That's what I'm saying.
It's okay. Not the same effect. I still think.
But I think Black Panther still would have deserved all that success, even if it made $500 million. You see what I'm saying? To me, the number that it made that much isn't as important as the way that it affected everything.
Completely.
So for Aquaman to take a character that is known for riding on a seahorse and talking to fish to make that to me is. And Batman, Superman are the two greatest icons of, most popular icons of all time, and it surpassed them. That to me is like, that's. That to me is the bigger feat.
Doom Tribe in here says visually Aquaman is better than Black Panther, especially when comparing third acts.
Agreed.
I think a lot of people in here are agreeing, a lot of people disagreeing. John says the action effects, world building were better.
And again, it's not a comparing the two
Juan
films.
Juan says the cultural impact. So there's sure. A lot of different things.
Yeah, but also.
Sommer says Aquaman is more unique.
It's two diverse casts. With different, you know, reaching different audiences, that, you know, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. But regardless of that, I think it's great that these two characters that were never, ever seen as, you know, should be.
What two characters? Black Panther
Aquaman
and Aquaman?
And Black Panther. No studio 10 years ago, we need to get an Aquaman and a Black Panther movie out there. The audiences want them. And now to see that these two have, and to see what the audience has done, it's going to make it's going to make the studios go, oh. So people do care about these characters and want to be represented in this and that. So I think it's great across the board.
Oh.
Just being a DC film, I would like to see it surpass it. But
I see what you mean.
You know, see what I mean? It has nothing to do
and
with
I don't root
quality.
Against its success. I root for its success in every
it's
single
nothing
dollar.
Against, it's nothing against its quality or this or that. It's just, it'd be nice. It's nice to see the underdog shining through.
You know what else was nice to see?
What's that? Me?
This Aquaman VFX reel.
You just glossed over that.
I heard you say yourself, you're right. I did gloss over it. And it was showing a little bit about how the underwater city of Atlantis came to life. What's happening?
Just giving you a hug.
Oh, Mikey Christmas just came and hugged me. That was so cute.
No, I almost fell off my chair. I'm
sure Bonjour Juliet in the booth was like, what the F is happening? Why is he getting up?
Bonjour
right
Juliet. Is that the full name?
Bonjour Juliet.
Bonjour Juliet.
You didn't know?
I didn't know that.
Well, if you don't know, now you know. Yeah, she's from France.
Is that the Twitter
handle?
We
don't have Batmanthony in the booth today. We have Bonjour Juliet.
Bonjour
Juliet. Hey, guys. Happy to be here. And yes, Roxy, I definitely was like, what's going on? Where's he? I would need to have a camera on
we
him.
We can't follow him. There's no camera on Mike. Bonjour Juliet. Is that your Twitter handle?
No, she's from France. That's what we call her. Yeah, and that is
oh, so
her.
You just... Do you call me Polish Sausage Mikey?
should we?
I don't know, but I'm Polish.
No.
You can call me Calzone Kalinowski. Calzone Kalinowski. I'm half Italian.
And she's everywhere at Bonjour Juliet.
Oh, that's where I look her up at.
Yeah.
Okay, that's her thing. That's her handle. My handle's Mike Kalinowski.
Jules, do you have any...
Bonjour Juliet.
Did you see Aquaman?
No, I did not, Roxy.
Bonjour Juliet.
Do you have any kind of opinion on DC... movies at all, or is it all the same comic book
there's
movies?
There's no wrong answer.
A lot of these DC movies hire very attractive actors.
That's true.
There you go.
And especially in the CW TV shows, too.
Sure, they
we got
do.
Some good looking people in here. The chat's loving Bonjour right now.
Bonjour Juliet.
And El Biborico says Roxy just got a hug from the champ. Which I thought
yes,
would
did.
Make you happy.
I forgot my belt to wear. I forgot I was gonna bring my belt that again. I forgot.
That's okay because I forgot your Pyrex, so when you remember your belt, I'll remember. Is that what it's called?
It's a strap.
Your Pyrex.
Pyrex. That's the little. That's the.
Well, you gave me your balls in a class. And
glass.
I have a class.
I
said glass.
I didn't give you my balls in class.
Oh gosh. Let's move on. Let's watch this video.
Yes.
Let's check it out because it's kind of cool to see how the sausage is made.
It is
how the Adam Gertler sausage is made.
Yeah, it is. I think it's very fascinating.
Just looking at some stuff. You guys can, we won't check out the whole video.
Yeah, we're just looking.
Long,
there's a VFX reel of Aquaman. They're kind of giving you before and then after shots. And it's just, you know, it's amazing to see. I'm surprised how much of it was practical. Like, they built a lot of sets.
That's true. There's something about this video that feels so sexy. You know?
It's a sexy cast.
It's a sexy cast, but it's also just like,
everything about this feels smooth. It just felt like James Wan had a grip on the whole thing. There wasn't like panic.
He's got a great
it was kind of just
He's
like
got a great...
here it is, and everything about it's like
everything's
underwater.
Wet.
It's wet. It's
like that when she was swimming. That rig that they built when they swim, it looks so fluid. I love the way that they look when they swim.
Yeah.
I think they.
You want to know
really...
what's interesting though?
What's that?
I was saying that was one of my favorite parts of the movie, and I was talking to a girlfriend of mine the other day. And she was like, that was my least favorite part
swimming?
Of the movie. I hated how they swam.
Okay, now I have to ask you this, and maybe I wish your friend was here. Why?
I said that
That
to
sounds
her.
Like you're picking apart something. Like,
I said that to her. She said it looked like they were flying underwater. And I was like...
Well, that's what you look like.
I was like, uh-huh.
Wouldn't you look like that? Like, did she want this?
She said it should
underwater?
Look. She
like,
said it should look like they are. Again, remember, I'm not my friend.
I know.
She,
I know.
She said
Roxy.
It should look
I'm
like
attacking you, picturing it's her.
It should look like they're moving water.
So like this. She
yeah.
wanted this.
That's what she wanted.
Chat, guys, everyone, what do you think about this? Here comes Aquaman, King Nereus. He's like,
oh yeah.
I challenge you, and he's like, challenge accepted.
Wait, keep going. Keep going.
Oh, yeah? Guess what? Because you need an ass whooping. Oh. I invoke. You invoke the challenge of the kings? The challenge of the gods?
Just wait for it. I'm coming
you,
to you.
You challenge the. You invoke the challenge of the gods? Then
yes.
I accept.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Bring on the ring of fire!
You come here! Come back!
Yes! People of Atlantis!
Welcome!
Welcome to Atlantis!
And then what happens?
I.
When you want to go down?
Call me Ocean Master.
I am Ocean Master.
No!
No, I'm not?
No, not you. I'm just your friend. That's yeah. ridiculous. You know, and you don't think they tried certain things? Like, they didn't show up to set one day in their rehearsals, in the rigs, and they're like, okay, guys, there we go, and we're moving. They tried everything, I'm sure.
I think what they tried worked
they feel,
so
I'm sure,
well.
I would
think. CalFan49 said, Mike is Orm's stunt double.
Thank you. I love Orm. I love Patrick Wilson in that movie.
And Rob Biller says, spot on Bonjour Juliette, because she was doing all the lights.
Bonjour Juliette.
Bonjour. All
that
right,
was
let's
fun.
Move let's move
that was
forward.
Fun.
That was fun. That was does that count as going to the gym for the day?
No.
No.
Damn. Swimming is a great workout, though. Underwater exercises and stuff.
Justice Lee vs. Fatal Five. A lot of the voices have come out now. I made Bonjour Juliette's life very challenging with all of the images of every cast member.
Jessica Cruz is in this tonight.
But we'll just go over some of them. I'm going to tell you who everybody is right now.
Please do.
And
there
we
she is.
We'll just talk a little bit about some of these people. I know some of them I was surprised that I didn't know their name, and then I saw their face, and I was like, oh, that's who that is. Elie's Gabble from The Scorpion. I don't know if you know who that is. I'm probably butchering that name. And also known in the first two seasons of Game of Thrones is voicing Thomas Caller, Starboy. So
you know, it's interesting because I don't know what they're going with this. The animation is not the style that's set in the New 52 kind of that all the other ones are. Like the Death of Superman one that is set in. This is a different style, so I don't know if it's a standalone film, which is... I don't know.
Let's talk Diane Guerrero, who
is
going to be
Jessica Cruz.
Who I know from Orange is the New Black.
Orange is the Black.
And she's awesome on that show, so I'm really excited. But she'll be in there. They're quoting her as Doom Patrol's Diane Guerrero. So
yeah, I saw that, and I was like trying to think of who she's.
I think I don't remember.
She was. I want to say that she was the girl that was on the table. That like had electricity powers or ice powers in the one episode of Titans, and there's going to be a bigger role in the Titans show or in the Doom Patrol show. I think I could be wrong.
Batman, of course, being Kevin Conroy, which makes anybody who's a fan.
So then
excited.
That is not in the 52 verse of their animated films because that's Jason Momoa.
Yeah, but if it's just a different voice, sometimes they do things
not,
like that.
They've kept the Batman
really?
The same.
Okay.
Yeah. They've
All
kept
right.
Batman
well,
the same.
There we go with that. Susan Eisenberg is going to be Wonder Woman, of course.
Classic Wonder Woman.
George Newbern is going
so
to be Superman.
So they're using their classic DCEU.
Well, they're using their classic Wonder Woman, Batman, and Superman.
And Cruise's new character, so that's why it's new. Okay.
So they're
okay,
doing
so
that.
It's going to be a standalone.
Let's move over to the Fatal Five to talk about some of the voices over there. Peter Jessup as Thorak. And then we also have Tom Kenny, who people know from SpongeBob. Yeah, as SpongeBob. As Bloodsport.
Oh.
We've got Batman Ninja's Matthew Yang King as the Persuader.
Oh, do I have Lippy?
Oh, is Lippy coming back to us?
No, sorry.
No, Lippy.
Sorry.
And this is us, Sommelier Montano as Emerald Empress.
Oh, my.
Which is... again, with sexy time today.
Oh my.
Grimms Philip Anthony Rodriguez as Mano.
His first name is Grimms?
No, Grimm's is the show he's from.
Oh, and I was just saying, that's an awesome first
Grimm's
name. Grimm's?
Philip Anthony Rodriguez. That would be a kind of cool
Grimm's?
Name. I agree. I want to be called Grimm's from here on out. Call
Grimm's Stryer?
Grimm's Stryer. Also, we've got Daniela Bodadilla. I'm so sorry. As Miss Martian. She's very, very young. I know. Kevin Michael Richardson as Mr. Terrific.
Famous voice actor. He does everything.
So Kevin Michael Richardson again, poor Bonjour Juliet, having Bonjour Juliet. All of the pictures, and by the way, if you Google him, every single picture of him is just him arms folded, just looking badass like this.
He's got that deep dude. Voice. He got that deep voice.
Noel Fisher is Brainiac 5, which is
so they got some of the cool. Legion in there.
Mm-hmm. So we got a ton of cast, and I love him from Shameless, which I didn't know it was him. And then Tara Strong. Our very own, who's supposed to be coming in, Saturn Girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's our cast for this movie, whether that makes you more excited, equally excited.
Did it have a release date on it or no?
Or whatnot.
This weekend is the official premiere of Death of Superman Part 2, or Reign of Superman.
There is no release date yet, but it's expected in the spring.
Okay.
And it's coming from executive producer Bruce Timm. Okay. So we've got that's the information in case you wanted to know.
And that will probably then drop day and date on the app, the DC Universe app.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Which is amazing.
I dig that. That's a great... I mean, that's worth the price of the thing right there. $15 for the Blu-ray.
Let's go on to Shazam. We got
Shazam!
Some new images, a couple of new ones that we got going on, and then I know you wanted to talk a little casting with John Glover. I'm assuming,
Okay, so you knew it was John Glover, because we had joked, and I had kind of said, you know, we know the cast by the time the movie's filming. A lot of times, the cast gets announced here. This movie's coming out in 3 months. We're getting new cast additions. I'm assuming he's a voice actor. It's kind of like Julie Andrews in Aquaman was announced 2 weeks before the movie came out. So John Glover of Smallville fame, Lionel Luthor, is going to be a voice. We don't know. They haven't said who, right?
Right.
I didn't read who either. There's some interesting stuff happening with Shazam.
And then what did you think of these two pictures? These two new pictures of Dr.
Fama. I can't get, you know... Mark Strong is always great. I love Mark Strong and everything he's done.
Is it Billy Batson that's in? He's talking to the brother.
He's talking to the brother, right?
Yeah,
that's the guy. I want to say it's the kid from It, it looks like. That's his buddy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's his name? Tom, Kevin, something. I forget what his
name is. He's like, you get Bill Immunity.
Yeah.
But there's been a couple, I guess the toys are now hitting shelves right now.
What is his name, chat? Tell me. I remember.
But I also saw they had like a sticker book. And in the sticker book, they showed the Marvel family, Miss Marvel, all the other Marvels, the kids in their outfits. So people are saying it's a spoiler, but also no one's really making a big deal of
Freddy.
It.
His name is Freddy, sorry.
No one's making a big deal of it. So I don't know if... And then I saw a rumor that there was a clip... I guess they had shown the trailers.
What do you mean nobody's making a big deal? You mean children with the sticker book?
No, the sites are no one's blown up like holy. Like a lot of times, I've noticed it when Lego drops it.
So what is it?
It's a sticker book, you know, and you know it's like black and white pages, but you stick the stickers, and they have the sheet that's all the decals. Well, they have Shazam, but then they have all the little other Marvel heroes, like the Marvel family. I don't know Shazam well enough to know, like, there's Mary Marvel is the girl who's cast in the role, Freddie Marvel, but we haven't seen those people in suits and the stickers have having them in suits, so it's just like, are they in the movie? And then there's the rumor that he's fighting many villains in this movie. It's like the Seven Sins he's gonna fight, which is a great storyline from one of the comics, because someone
be a lot to take on.
I don't know if it was a, you know, I don't know.
All right.
But we'll it's interesting, you know? And I love the fact that the movie's 3 months out. We don't know much. I'm assuming that, you know, that trailer talk is happening soon, that we're going to be getting one. And there's been screen
it's
grabs.
Supposed to be on the 19th,
there's
right?
There's screen grabs someone picked that it was screened somewhere. So there is a trailer coming. But then, do you want to talk about the whole Superman humming this and that people, you know, went up apeshit? And
I do want to talk
like,
about
no,
it.
No, he doesn't hum.
Honestly, I don't want to talk about and it, but I guess either. We can.
But why? Like, I'm not saying no to you.
Yeah, so. People were upset because the Superman theme song.
Now, someone said he hums the Superman John Williams theme.
And then the director said, no, he doesn't.
Yeah.
And people are still upset now that he's not.
I don't know.
And he was like, maybe we should put it in there just to piss people off. He
came on Twitter. He's great on Twitter. He said, look,
who's
the
great?
Marketing, Sandberg. He's like, I don't have anything to do with that. They cut it how they want. They put whatever music they want into it. But I know in our film, no character hums the Superman theme.
Yeah.
And I think this... it kind of stemmed from the fact that one of the kids has an Aquaman shirt. He has a batarang in one scene. I guess there's a clip, a picture of Shazam taking a Batman toy and throwing it at Dr. Savannah. Like, he crashed into a rack of a thing of toys and he takes his Batman doll and throws it. And it's the classic gray and black Batman. So,
for anybody who's slightly confused, hopefully this helps to clarify. This is a tweet coming from at Kogloff2 says, it's hard to believe the rumor that DCEU fans are against an Easter egg of a kid humming John Williams' Superman theme in Shazam. Looks like a hateful message against Zack Snyder fans. Seriously, who's against it? Denounce yourself here, BCC at Pony Smasher. By the way, Pony Smasher is David F. Sandberg. David Sandberg responded and said, and the best part is there's no humming of any theme in the movie. Maybe we should add it, though, to keep the rage train going. Then had an emoji of a train, then the one of the guy that has a red face that's cussing, then of the guy at the yellow face that's blowing smoke out of his nose, and then just the red angry face.
I think people are upset the fact that if he was in the thing, humming the theme, was like, well, if Superman is in this universe, why is there a John Williams Superman movie? I think they're nitpicking that.
It's so stupid.
For me, it's like...
I'm sorry. I don't mean to call anybody's like, opinion stupid.
I think one of the kids has an Aquaman t-shirt in the show, and he's like, why would he have an Aquaman t-shirt if we haven't seen Aquaman to the general public yet?
I love those moments. Whatever. Who cares? Because it's not even happening, so it's nothing to get mad about. So. Chris Pine says the tables have turned for Steve Trevor. This was an interesting little bit, which, by the way, we still have no idea what's happening with his character or how his character is alive or who exactly he's playing or what exactly is going on. But the little bit that he can say is that this one is a little different for me tonally. The tables are turned and I'm more of the deer in the headlights. So as opposed to Wonder Woman being a little more deer in the headlights and Wonder Woman, the original.
So does this mean he is reincarnated in some sort or brought back to life?
I'm trying not to look too hard into it because I don't think he meant the tables are turned as in he knows nothing. I just think she's learned a lot in the last X amount of time.
Here's my thing on this. Their love story to me was the
perfect
heart of that movie.
Yeah.
One of the best things in it. I love it. I still love it when I watch it. I trust Patty Jenkins in this cast that it's not going to sully what came before it. I think maybe, and I'm hoping will enhance the love story. So it's, you know, I don't know. I have so many questions.
I don't think he's going to sell it. We trust her.
We talk about you know, Matt Reeves and the faith and this and that. This is a filmmaker, Patty Jenkins, and a cast and crew that gave us one of the best superhero films of all time. I'm on board. They have my faith. They have my trust. And I'm just going to go along for the ride.
Okay. Did you see this? Kevin Feige reacting to James Gunn?
Can I say this real quick?
Yeah.
Wonder Woman will hit $1 billion. Wonder Woman 2 will hit $1 billion.
I think so, too.
Absolutely. Anyway.
Did you see Kevin Feige reacting to James Gunn's Suicide Squad 2?
No, I did not.
This is an interesting quote. So it was very,
I learned
very,
something new here sometimes.
Well, I'm about to tell you. It's a very, very brief quote, but Kevin Feige was being talked to, and he said, I went to see Aquaman last night, and I really, really enjoyed it. And you know me. I've always supported them. I don't see a rivalry. I see cool films being made. And one thing you know about James Gunn, he makes cool films.
Yeah.
So,
that's a good quote. Can I read the tea leaves on that quote? Is that what
it, you
the
tea used leaves? It right there? Yeah.
Okay.
Read away.
And then, I 100% think Kevin Feige is upset with Disney pulled. I think he is livid. I think James Gunn was, and as we know, James Gunn was going to be their next kind of Russo, mm-hmm. taking the cinematic, like the Celestials and all that, and the Eternals, and doing their cosmic stuff. James Gunn was their guy. I think he trusts him. I think he knew what he was getting into with him.
And I think
filmmaker.
He did not have a choice.
And I think he had to go along with it. Yeah. I'm not saying they didn't have a choice, but Feige didn't have the choice. No, Iger had the choice, not Feige. Mm-hmm. And you are part of that umbrella now. I think if Feige had the opportunity, he would absolutely keep him on working. And that's why they're keeping his script from, you know, whatever.
I like that he said, I liked Aquaman. And I like that he said, listen.
Yeah, James Gunn makes great movies.
He makes great movies.
And
we know that.
We all agree
on that.
It sucks that he's not going to be making our movies anymore.
Dot, dot, dot. And it sucks.
Yeah. So. I think, you know, there's... As I get older, as the industry changes and stuff, there's always a list of people that I would love to work with in my life.
And you're older.
You know, and yeah.
And
there's
I am too.
Feige's
That's
the kind
happens.
Of guy that I would love. I think in any concept, I think he's such a good guy, Feige. I don't think there'll ever be scandal about him. I think he respects filmmakers and respects actors and respects everything. And in this industry, you know.
And as a fan.
Yeah, he's a fan of what he does. I enjoy everything that, of who Feige is as a person.
Let's move on to Superman.
Okay.
Have you been hearing all these rumors about Red Sun? All the Red Sun movies that are possibly happening with Supes?
DC's animated, you guys, they confuse me, which is not hard to do sometimes. But I was so on board with it, it was always three movies a year. They would always do three a year. And then they started kind of messing that up. And now they're going all over the place with them. Excuse me.
What's going on?
I almost burped.
But you didn't?
No, I kept it.
Swallowed it?
Mm-hmm. But I'm on board with DC's animated stuff. I think they kill it. I think it's wonderful. I was always on the fence about which ones I would buy because you know me, I'm an old school physical media guy. But now with the app, I don't need to buy them because they're going to be there for me free. I know we're getting Red Sun. I think Red Sun, that is a one that people have talked about for years that they want because it's such a good story.
And it's supposed to be what Supergirl was doing on the TV show this year. But
was it last year with the Elseworld stuff?
No, this year
they're trying to do it.
Supposedly,
okay.
Because we've seen the Russian Supergirl. Yeah, thing.
Anytime they announce something new, I'm just upset it's not Hush because I know Hush is being made and they are doing it this year. But I keep wanting the next piece of information to be about Hush, and it's not. And it's
And this isn't really information. It's just still it's a cool going around Elseworld the rumor story. Mill. Going yeah. around the rumor mill.
So there's no official thing on this.
No, okay. Rumor. Still
so
rumor.
Fatal Five is official. Hush is official. And then there's a Wonder Woman Odyssey, I think it's called. A Wonder Woman something that's going to be the end of the year. Yes.
You know what else is official?
What's that?
DC joining Comixology.
Now, I'm not a...
Comixology
guy because I do not know this, but I know so many people are. This is the online app that gives you the... I know Marvel's a part of it. And you get the entire Marvel library, right?
It's $6 a month.
Wow.
And you get an...
On your tablet.
Unlimited on your tablet.
But DC was never a part of it.
And it wasn't.
Wow.
And I think Marvel signed with them 2 years ago.
I've always known Marvel to be, like, that's where my friends read Marvel, is on Comixology.
I don't know if the price goes up now or what the deal is, but, God, it hurts my eyes so bad. I try.
To read it on a tablet?
I like it, but it hurts my eyes.
You know, it's for me, it's the supporting my local comic book industry and my local comic book shop. I just do it. I love it.
Well, the $6 a month price remains the same for access to Comixology Unlimited Archives as well as DC.
If it's bringing more people into comics.
And Vertigo. Wow.
You know, if it's bringing more people into comics.
I think it's great.
Yeah, I agree.
I love it. So in case you are a Comixology person,
DC's there now.
Now you have DC. So you and in case
DC's
you weren't,
now
you can go.
That's crazy.
For $6 a month.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
That's fantastic.
Pretty freaking good. Mm. You know what else is good?
What else is good? My chocolate balls.
Your chocolate balls are really good, but not as good as...
What?
It's time for Roxy's Stratus TV.
It was like a sexy deep bringing us in. Roxy's Stratus TV time. She thinks that the Flash is fine. I do think the Flash is fine. Oh my gosh.
TV time.
That's old school TV time.
Is our old one?
Yeah, she thinks that the Flash is fine. It doesn't mention you. It doesn't mention that's our old school TV time transition.
Oh, was that mentioned?
You were mentioned. Mikey Christmas time. Yep, he's done. Poor Jules having to constantly reframe him. Poor Bonjour Juliet. Oh, what is he doing? Sit your butt down. Sit your booty down, Mike Kalinowski. For the iTunes listeners, Mike just stormed out because he was not mentioned. Livid. Wait, so how are you going to get there? Come back.
You
do
that
Mike.
To me? Ocean Master?
How dare you? You going to dye your hair red? You could
no,
be.
No, it's blonde.
You could be a mare. No.
Mara? No, I want to be Ocean Master.
No, I've said no. I put my
I dyed my hair blonde once.
Really?
Uh-huh. I was Fred from Scooby-Doo for a show. It was the Freddie Prinze Jr. version.
Wow.
I had bright bleach blonde hair
can
for a good
the
couple
theme
months.
Song? Let's see how far you can get in it. I'll start you off. Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Where are you? We've got some work to do now.
Come on, Scooby-Doo.
Where are you?
I see you or something? That's creepy, though.
I don't know the rest of it. I don't know there were lyrics except for
you
that.
Now you got a mystery. A Scooby snack.
And then don't hold back.
That's a fact.
Jack.
I don't know what it is. TV, we got a couple new episodes this week. We got a new Gotham last night.
Okay. Okay.
It's not my favorite episode.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie to you. As a big Gotham apologist. This one was hard for me.
Okay.
It was a little tricky.
Why? Why, Roxy?
It was slow, and they're introducing all new gangs, and it's the final season. No, we don't have that many episodes. I actually listened to...
I want
to
like it. I really... Like, the whole... I love No Man's Land. I love that storyline.
Yeah, me too. For longer coverage on it, AfterBuzz TV, our sister network, did an awesome after show about Gotham that I checked out, when they really break down why some of the parts they're liking, but why they dislike some of them. And I agree with them that we know where this is going. So it's so hard when you're beating around the bush, like, give me what I want to see. It's the final
meaning
season.
Give me Batman or...
Not even just give me Batman, but I want to focus on the characters. I want to focus on Penguin. I want to focus on Riddler. And I'm like...
That to me is like filler episodes in the Netflix Marvel stuff.
But we don't need it. There's only 10 episodes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you knew what was coming, Netflix. Why are we getting these filler episodes? And
I don't know.
I get you.
It was so filler.
But hey, it's paychecks, and it's keeping a crew employed for, you know, 10 episodes, and it could have been 5 episodes. So hey, as a first person in this industry,
I'm all
on board.
The other thing that I've been checking out, I only watched the first 2 episodes. I believe the third one has dropped already, is Young Justice.
My buddy.
DC.
Shout out to Michael Vogel at MKToon. He is a writer on one of the episodes in this cluster that just dropped.
Really?
Yes. He's very, because like in animation, a lot of my friends are in animation writers, and they've already written for shows that haven't even aired or not even been publicized yet that I know about, that I can't talk about, they can't talk about.
What if I tickle torture you?
Nope.
What if I pay you?
But I forgot about it. He wrote this one.
What if I be your friend?
No. I want to say he was doing this last, before Comic-Con of last year. He was so low-key about it. He's written for Spider-Man. He was a big one in the Spider-Man show from several years ago.
Okay.
He's a phenomenal writer that knows the characters, so I cannot wait to watch the episode and screenshot it.
Well, people are seriously loving it. Oh, Daniel says they're releasing 3 per week. Oh,
right,
so,
it's 3
okay,
per
so,
week. So his are in this ones that got released.
I'll be
this
honest,
week.
What's hard is I have the press screenings of it, so I get them. I don't get them the same way other people have them. So
no, I get them normally.
Okay,
yeah.
So I've only watched the first 2.
People love Young Justice. They loved it before. That's the reason it's back. They
Did
got
you call it.
It
Long Justice.
Young Justice. Long Justice. They love it.
They have.
It's interesting to me because again, it's
extra length ones for that.
I was not a big fan of it when it first was on the air. I remember them saying like we're able to use all the DC characters in the first couple episodes. They'd all like. You know, you'd see Green Lantern and Hawkman and all these great characters. And then it's like, oh, it's Young Justice. We're going to not have them in it anymore. And I was like, oh, I like those guys. But again, different demographics.
Can I tell you something that I'm going to get killed for?
Probably.
I'm not loving it.
I'll defend you. You're not loving it?
I'm not loving it. Everybody else is loving it.
How many episodes are you in?
I've only seen 2.
Have you seen seasons 1 and season 2?
Yeah, okay. But not for a while. Okay. Because when was...
2011, I think, was Invasion ended. It's been a while.
Yeah, not for a long time.
So you were not clamoring, you were not chomping at the bit for any more of it. Mm. Okay. But it's interesting. There is a massive following.
I love watching all the characters, and there's so much fun stuff going on. But at the same time, when I have to sit down and choose between that or watching Gotham or watching one of my CW shows, I just pick them every time. But everybody else is loving it, so I'm going to stick with it.
That's why I love... Not to harp on it, but yeah, because it's like, I'm watching, you ask me, you're like, oh, Mike, you watching Young Justice? Like, well, I started watching Green Lantern, and I'm fucking tearing through,
It's okay.
I'm tearing through Green Lantern. I love that show. It sucked that it only lasted one season, but it's here, and I get to watch it, and I'm loving it.
Let's talk about DC Universe Stargirl cast, Luke Wilson, as Pat Duggan.
Wow, my brother's cast. Wow.
Are you being Owen?
That's what Owen says.
That's your Owen?
Because his brother was like, wow.
All you say is wow?
That's all he says. Wow.
Let's see how many minutes we can fill with you saying that.
I could be one of those YouTube things where it's like 10 minutes of Jeff Goldblum.
Because we are already over time, so I think we should do that. Keep going. Just keep going.
Jeff Goldblum, right?
I actually really like Luke Wilson.
I'm torn on this casting.
Why?
Because it's been happening for years. There's a shift in television where people who were at one time movie stars are now doing TV and not even series regulars. They're being guest stars and big recurring roles. And it's the filtering effect. And again, I'm speaking as a person that deals with every day. It's like, you know, Luke Wilson's had a career. He's been a movie star. He's had movies after him. Like there are dozens of other actors that could have done this role. You know, and nothing against Luke Wilson. It's nothing against him. But
you're coming from an actor's perspective.
I'm coming from an actor's perspective.
I get
on
that.
It. I'm just like, that's
let's
a role.
Let's inform
that,
the people, though,
yeah,
about this role a little bit. In the comic books, Pat Duggan was once a superhero sidekick to Star Spangled Kid.
Younger.
More importantly, though, he becomes a stepfather to Courtney Whitmore, who eventually becomes Stargirl after she finds the original Star Spangled Kid's gear.
And I want to say,
in his belongings,
he builds the robot, Stripe, that he's kind of. So
yes, he does.
You know?
Eventually creates a massive robotic suit called Stripe. that he uses to help and protect Stargirl.
It almost seems like every week we're getting new casting and stuff like these. Like, I'm thinking about this and like, there's just so many shows coming out on this app. Like, and just in general, like,
but they're getting rolled out slow.
And I like that. It allows us, because here's the thing we talk about, Roxy. You're so stuck on like Flash, Arrow, Legends, Black Lightning,
Supergirl,
all together, and you're just like,
iZombie,
I don't know where to go. But like Titans, Lucifer. I finished Titans. I was able to get them all out, and I can do that before I start Doom Patrol or whatever comes next, or Young Justice, and hopefully I can finish Young Justice and then
Doom Patrol.
So it's like I enjoy that. I think that's smart filmmaking. You know, I do. I mean, that's the problem with the CW stuff right now. Is like there's so much, and like, what do you pick and choose? You know, your time is limited. You know, as we know.
Speaking of limiting time, Ivan in the chat said I want Krypton news. I have none for you. That's the one that I've got.
The actor, I forgot his name.
I don't know.
The lead. He was filming himself on an airplane heading back to filming. I saw that recently. He's very active on social media. The young actor that plays Jor-El he plays, or is a descendant of Jor-El. He was tweeting out that he's going back to work. So they're going to get underway.
Okay.
That's all I got for
you. And then there was one piece of information that you wanted to talk about, the final thing that you wanted to mention, which is Batman Beyond.
Oh, yes. So I think it was yesterday. Let me see the date. Yeah, it was the 10th. It was the 20th anniversary of Batman Beyond airing. Those of you that were fortunate enough to be a part of that, like to.
Cameron Cuff was his name, by the way.
Cameron Cuff, thank you. To experience Batman Beyond when it first came out, I remember we were all kind of like, this was before the days of the internet being massive and what it is. And, you know, myself as coming off the great animated series Batman, you're like, Batman, and he's going to be younger. And I remember one of the original names was called Batman Wired, and that was called Batman Tomorrow. But after that first episode aired, everyone was like, oh yeah, we should have trusted Bruce Timm and everyone to do what they did, and it turned it into one of the best. And someone made a good point. They're like, that's a movie. They should do a Batman Beyond movie. You know, we have a Joker. We don't know where it is set. You could do a Batman Beyond, and it didn't even have to affect anything going on with Wonder Woman, Aquaman, all that. It's 40, 50 years in the future and still be a Batman Beyond and do a whole separate thing with that. So a couple people suggested that. I've seen some websites. So
like
Batman Beyond, go check it out again. If you don't know what it is, check it out. It's Batman in the future. But with Bruce Wayne is still in it. Just an 8-year-old crotchety old man.
Unrelated, I do like the way Batman Tomorrow sounds.
Batman Tomorrow. It was, yeah, there was like a bunch of names they were throwing out there. Batman Wired was the one I was like, oh, that sounds terrible. Because his suit, if you watch it, it's got like the electrics all through it. And that's what they went with.
Doesn't sound good.
No. But Batman Tomorrow.
Mike, let's say goodbye to the people.
Do we have
to? We do. I don't want to, but we do have to.
Sorry, guys.
Mike, where can everybody keep up with you?
At Mike Kalinowski.
That's it.
That's just it. It's where I am. It's my same thing across all platforms.
You guys can find Adam Gertler at Adam Gertler and Johnny LaQuasto at Jay Quasto. Obviously, he's giving blood somewhere overseas to young people who need it or whatever it is that he does.
Being a true superhero.
Yeah, he is a true superhero. He really is. I'm everywhere at Roxy Stryer. Don't forget, you can find us at DC Movies SK on Twitter. We tweet out all the latest news as quickly as we can.
We do.
And talk to you guys there. We love you so much. We will see you next week. Same time, same place.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.